China.
China and Taiwan. Hot pot, pandas and propaganda. The Communist Party tries to attract young Taiwanese to the mainland.
Henry Wang enjoyed his recent trip to the province of Sichuan. The 22-year-old was in China to attend a camp for young Taiwanese. He spent 7 nights in 4-star hotels, feasting on hot pot, viewing pandas and visiting historic sites. The Chinese government paid for most of it. The only annoying part was the political indoctrination. He tolerated yammering about cross-strait unity, praise for China's leader Xi Jinping, and songs about being one family. I thought of it as the extra cost I had to pay for a cheap trip, he says. As long as you know you are on a united front tour, you can ignore the propaganda, he adds, referring to the branch of the Communist Party in charge of boosting its influence among Chinese abroad. The United Front Work Department sponsors many such trips. They aim to immerse Taiwanese high schoolers and university students in Chinese culture and to foster their sense of Chinese nationalism. Before 2020, several thousand Taiwanese students went to China each summer for internships and exchanges. These largely stopped during the pandemic, but the number is growing again. In 2023, Chinese officials boasted of all the Taiwanese young people attending summer camps and events in China. Around 1,300 Taiwanese are thought to be participating in a youth summit in Beijing this month. At its opening ceremony, Song Tao, the head of China's Taiwan Affairs Office, called on them to become the vanguard force against Taiwan independent separatism. All of this ought to please Mr. Xi, who says young people in China and Taiwan should be the driving force for peaceful unification. In April, while welcoming Taiwan's former president, Ma Ying-jeou, to Beijing, Mr. Xi introduced new slogans about cultivating Chinese nationalism in Taiwanese people. Xinhua, a state news agency, commented on the rhetoric. Taiwanese youth are not naturally independent, but have the culture, history and values of the Chinese nation flowing in their blood and deeply hidden in their hearts. China's leaders accused Taiwan's ruling Democratic Progress Party of promoting separatism. But the island's main opposition party, the Kuomintang KMT, embraces Chinese nationalism. The KMT encourages cross-strait exchanges. During this month's youth summit, Mr. Ma delivered a speech over video in which he called on young people in China and Taiwan to build the Chinese nation's beautiful future together. At another event, in the Chinese city of Hangzhou, a former KMT chairwoman, Hong Shu-chu, warned that America was trying to drive Taiwan towards war with China and that youngsters in both places should unite to resist it. None of this is winning over young Taiwanese. Polls show that more than 80% of those under the age of 35 consider themselves Taiwanese rather than Chinese. More than 90% of those in their 20s believe Taiwan and China are two different countries. Among this age group, the desire to work, study or invest in China is dimming, with the share of those expressing interest dropping from 33% in 2019 to 3% in 2022. Around 300 Taiwanese students a year go to China for university, compared with 1,300 in the mid-2010s. The number of Taiwanese under the age of 30 who work in China has declined by around 70% over the past decade to 17,000 in 2022. The declining appeal of China is easy to understand. Once seen as a land of economic opportunity for young Taiwanese, it now feels less dynamic as its economy slows. China's own young people spread memes about being unemployed, disillusioned or burned out. Then there is the threatening legal environment. On June 21st, China's highest courts and security ministries jointly issued new guidelines for punishing Taiwan independence diehard separatists for committing crimes of secession and the incitement of secession. The rules prohibit such activities as promoting Taiwan's inclusion in international organizations or suggesting in the media that it is not part of China. Anyone seen to be breaking the law could be tried in absentia. Some violations, such as plotting independence with the help of external forces, might carry the death penalty. The Taiwanese government has called the guidelines a crude provocation and warned its citizens to avoid unnecessary travel to China. Taiwan's Mainland Affairs Council, which deals with China, says it still supports cross-strait exchanges but wants young Taiwanese to be aware of the Communist Party's intentions. The council also notes that, since 2020, China has banned its own students from studying in Taiwan. And in the past year, at least 8 Taiwanese with military or police backgrounds have been detained in China. Like Mr. Wang, young Taiwanese may still see United Front trips to China as a good deal. But the excursions are unlikely to change their views. Past studies have shown that as Taiwanese people gain more exposure to China, they focus on the differences and their Taiwanese identity grows stronger. Mr. Wang, for example, felt no particular sense of belonging in China. "It's not like I become a Japanese person after visiting Japan," he says. He recommends the United Front tours as a way to experience an unfamiliar culture, one that is totally different from Taiwan's. That is the opposite of what China hopes to achieve with such trips.